Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Gulf Coast is yet again getting battered by another hurricane. Zeta is the 27th named Atlantic storm following hurricanes Laura and Sally. Jeff Huffman is tracking this storm, and he's the director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. And Jeff, when and where do you expect this landfall?
Well, good afternoon, Tanya. Landfall is imminent within the next few hours across portions of southeast Louisiana, coming very close to the city of New Orleans, and then it will likely also make a second landfall early this evening along the Mississippi and Alabama Gulf coasts. The storm currently has winds of around 90 miles per hour. It's a strong Category 1, could be close to Category 2 by the time it makes landfall here in the next few hours.
For folks who are not from this area, because they know based on what you're telling us what they can expect, what is the biggest concern for Zeta? Is it the damage from the winds or the heavy rain or the flooding?
Well, every storm is unique, and this one is as well. Thankfully, this one is moving quickly, so the heavy rainfall will be mitigated by its fast forward motion. Still some localized flooding possible, but because it is moving so fast and somewhat intensifying still, storm surge is a significant concern along those very vulnerable coastlines of Mississippi, Alabama, and Lake Pontchartrain in southeast Louisiana. Storm surge values there are expected to be anywhere between 4 and 9 feet. Storm surge could also affect portions of the Florida Panhandle. And then also because of its fast forward motion, tornadoes are a risk. In addition, of course, to the potential hurricane force winds, there could be several tornadoes with this storm on its eastern side, possibly spreading as far inland and as far east as portions of the Florida Panhandle and well up into portions of Alabama and Georgia later tonight.
Oh, my gosh. So put this in perspective for us. An average season sees 6 hurricanes and 12 named storms. How does Zeta compare with the other hurricanes that have hit the Gulf Coast this particular season?
Well, there are so many records to mention this year, but some of the most glaring ones are the fact that this will likely be the 11th named storm to hit this year. We broke the record earlier this year, which was 9, hitting the U.S. in 1916. This will also likely break a record for Louisiana landfalls in a single season at 5. The previous record was 4 in 2002. And it's also now the strongest hurricane in the Gulf this far west this late in the season. So I could list off many more records as well. It has certainly been a hyperactive season and a historic hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, we're in the Greek alphabet for storm names. Are you anticipating more storms before the season ends?
Well, officially, the season ends November 30th. We do see the weather pattern changing a bit in the next 2 weeks. We have a couple of strong cold fronts that will likely move all the way off the coast of Florida. That should at least, hopefully, fingers crossed, keep another storm from approaching the U.S. But we can't let our guard down. We had Hurricane Kate hit portions of the Florida Panhandle late in November. That has happened before, so we still have to watch. That was back in 1985. So, of course, we will keep a watch for the next few weeks, but fingers crossed, hopefully, this will be the last one, at least in the U.S.
Absolutely. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.